Dear Ink, thank you for helping me write down my poetry as therapy in times when I have not been able to find peace anywhere under the sun. Sometimes we argue and the going gets hard, but you stick by me even in times when I respect my ego more than the love I have for you. In other times, I'm not the best man to use in writing content, but baby, please, let's focus more on writing the best memories of life rather than the ones that hurt you and me. I wasn't done. The more you drip on paper, the more I find healing peace inside me. A clear demonstration of how you lift off every burden off my shoulders and turn them into yours. I don't want another pen that won't understand my pen and treat me like you treat me as yours. You make me feel better about myself. And the fact that I'm accountable to you for the results of your effort makes me recite every line of my poetry with passion, knowing that my story is written by incomparable ink. And every minute you get better, you sparkle. Sometimes I drop my tears on every first letter of each word I write on this paper of a universe, but waking up on each paper and looking into your eyes does more magic than the statement, "Weeping may endure for a night, for a night, for a night, but joy comes in the morning." I use you to write so much, but you never run out. My hands write better when you choose Ukufumuka Butola Nakubika and rest in my arms. When I have so much crap on me, you still remain my mart. All tired roads usually seem to be going endlessly, and that's my interpretation of the love I have for you. Even before I met you, my knees gave a deep kiss to the floor each morning as I prayed for you to come my way. It must seem hard, like I don't have stuff to write, but babe, I won't let this fog lead me astray. Burn that anger I wanted blown by the wind while on my ashtray. We are hard and unbreakable, unlike clay. I don't know how much longer I have to go on pretending to be talking about ink when I want the world to know how much of a Wonder Woman you are, and how a glance at you makes me forget the definition of fear, how you make me believe that tomorrow will be better despite the shade that today has thrown at me. And I will never forget how you brought down that self-built wall for me to easily get to the inner parts of your soul. I noticed your pure love for God and knew you were the woman of my dreams when you took me with you after Pastor G's altar call. Your name is the most powerful motivational speech I've ever heard. Your eyes hold the best version of my life, and your steps strictly ordered by the Lord, inducing God to bless everything your hands hold. Having such a beautiful woman is God. I've understood what Mark meant when he said, "Ndatasha Maningi, my God." I had vowed never to love, but silly you, you've made me break my cord. Such a sweet voice, it definitely has to be you on each of my calls. You've made me understand better my roles, not forgetting how you are meant to be wrapped in my arms to easily listen and feel my every prayer point as my heart hits back and forth. I need a wise woman to help me get through the storms of life. I need a strong woman to pick me up when I hit rock bottom. It is no longer a rumor that I'm a lost sheep, so I need a wise woman to bring me back, Kuchalo. And that is who you are. Because you better understand that the pouring out of my emotions onto the paper through you is the greatest healing I can find as I stand and recite and write.